This is 7AD, time for our weekly Power Saves chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello again, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, so your topic today, embodied energy.
That's it.
I have no idea what you mean.
So this is the term that describes the amount of energy it has taken to manufacture an item. Everything us humans make has some sort of embodied energy count.
Right.
So, for example, to make one standard car, we're looking at an approximate figure of 76,000 kilowatt hours or 76 megawatt of energy per car.
It's a lot of energy.
That is a lot of energy, yeah. So to put this into context, both my house and workshop and showroom consumed 16 megawatt of energy for all of last year. So that's every kettle I've boiled, every room I've heated, every meal I've cooked, computers and servers that never shut down, warehouse full of lights, appliances, worth of energy for an entire year, and that's only 21% of the energy that's required to make one single car.
Wow.
It's always interesting when you put these things into context, isn't it?
Yep.
And this amount of energy involved in manufacturing a car is before we've even considered putting fuel in it. It's literally just to make it.
Yep.
So it's safe to say cars are a black hole of embodied energy. Houses and buildings. Now, CSIRO have calculated it takes at least 276 megawatt hours to build a modest home or the same amount of energy to make 3.7 cars. Now, hopefully a home has a lifespan of at least 100 years, though given the state of some of these new homes, this is debatable. But it still works out to be, you know, 2.76 megawatt per year over that 100-year period on top of the typical 10 megawatt a home typically consumes per year. So it all adds up. Embodied energy is something we don't normally consider when we purchase things. Yeah, we just accept them as bright, shiny objects we want to purchase without acknowledging or even being aware that a lot of energy and potentially pollution has gone on in the background of manufacture and transport.
Yeah.
Now, it wouldn't hurt to give where and what your items are made from a bit of thought, but this leads me on to my next area of embodied energy. Solar panels. They don't grow on trees. If they did, we'd probably burn them. So solar panels are essentially a conglomerate of sands, aluminium, copper, silver, and other things you wouldn't want to spread on your toast. But all these materials take energy to craft them from their raw form into the final products we see on our roofs.
Yeah.
This is the best bit about a solar panel, Darren. They harvest energy from the sun and convert it to something we can use. On average, it takes around 2.5 to 3 years to recover the energy. That's to recoup the energy it takes to make a typical solar panel. Some of my 10-year-old panels have collected over 4 megawatts of solar energy, each panel, so far. And at the end of their anticipated lifespan, they'll have collected over 10 megawatt of energy per panel. And some of these houses, you know, have over 20 of these on the roof.
Mm.
And so that'd be over 200 megawatt of energy for each house, or the best part of the energy it required to build the home in the first place. These older panels also, they're only 235 watts per panel, and nowadays the equivalent panels are 365 watts, so which is 50% more. So, you know, these houses with the panels today would generate 50% more power over the same period with 20 panels. It's all interesting stuff, Darren, but there's a fly in the ointment.
All right.
A lot of panels aren't lasting the distance. Some out there are not lasting long enough even to recover their embodied energy.
Right, before we go further, how long should a solar panel last?
We anticipate them 25? To last 25 years.
Yeah.
That is the goal. Yeah, and to be honest, we're pulling panels off every now and then off grids that are over 30 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we know they can do it. Yeah, so also different brands have different levels of embodied energy. Like some are built using coal as the primary energy source, while others like LG panels have hectares of solar panels on their factory roofs. So solar panels are energizing the machines that make solar panels.
Great.
Yeah. That's why LG panels only have like a 1.8-year embodied energy payback. LG panels and our Qcell Q-Peak panels have a 25-year product or build warranty. They know their panels are built to last, and they've put their money where their mouth is and are willing to underwrite your investment for the next quarter of a century to prove it. Longevity on top of a lower embodied energy in the products to start with makes for a winning combination. So now that we know what embodied energy is, it makes sense to buy quality solar panels that are designed to last. Not only is it stupendously good for your wallet, it's what we need to be considering for the environment. Moving away from products with planned obsolescence or just those ones that are purely disposable in nature, you know, they're designed from day one to be thrown away, benefits everyone. Buy things you can hand on to your kids. Buy things that last the life of your home. You may have to pay a bit more for it, but ultimately everyone benefits, even those that haven't even been born yet, Darren.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today's scintillating energy fact is, Darren, if you were to yell into your microphone, that one right in front of you there,
yes,
continually, without a break, for 8 years, 7 months and 6 days, you would have expelled enough energy to heat up enough water for a single cup of coffee.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, glad to know it hasn't all gone to waste.
Exactly. So science once again proves how pointless it is to yell at our kids.
Yelling continuously for 8 years. Wow.
You haven't met my kids. Anyway, mate, DMS Energy, the busiest electrical contractor on the northwest coast. We are LG and QCell solar dealers, and we're also Solar Edge partners. We do this research so you don't have to. Come into our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, and check us out for yourself.
Indeed. All right, 1300 502 599 is the number. On the web at dmsenergy.net.au. And your Facebook, of course, and you have regular bits of information about new products, but also you take questions from people.
We do.
Yeah. Yep. And if you have a question, just send it through to the Facebook and we'll see if we can answer it.
Yeah. Our Facebook can be a very busy place sometimes.
I wonder how much energy it takes to create and run Facebook.
There is actually. I'll
can we look that up?
Yeah, I'll find it out. That's next week's.
All right. Catch you next week.
Cheers, mate.